Henley was this East Texas blues singer. Fry was straight out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, Midwest R&B. He knew everything the OJs had ever done. He knew every note on every Philadelphia record that had ever come out. And I was like the jazz freak from Texas, you know, that was learning country music from Linda Ronstadt.
J.D. Souther may have learned a lot from Linda Ronstadt, but he sure brought a lot to the table. With unparalleled songwriting skills and a voice to melt hearts, his talents are the gift that keeps on giving. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, it's Rita Houston. You'd be hard-pressed to find someone who hasn't heard a song by J.D. Souther. Though he grew up in Amarillo, Texas, and worshipped at the altar of Roy Orbison, the country rock sound of the 70s was the perfect vehicle for his songs. The Eagles achieved massive hits recording J.D. Souther tunes like Heartache Tonight and New Kid in Town. And he discovered a soulmate, both romantic and musical, in Linda Ronstadt, a collaboration that carries on to this day. J.D. Souther wrote Faithless Love for her multi-platinum album Heart Like a Wheel, but he's made a number of his own recordings too, including the Orbison homage You're Only Lonely. This year, he's gathered many of his hits and re-recorded them on the album Natural History, and J.D. Souther recently spoke with FUV's John Platt about revisiting those classic songs.
As Linda put it to me, look, how many people get to do an album of their own standards?
Exactly.
Just do it. And then she emailed me back and said, by the way, don't try to rewrite them.
Well, the arrangements are very intimate and, and warm. It's a beautiful record.
That was really a lot of the reason for it. I mean, the internal reason for it was to, in the case of songs like Sad Cafe or You're Only Lonely or Best of My Love, was to bring them down to where they weren't performed like stadium songs, you know,
right.
They're performed sort of one-on-one.
Now I don't know why we keep standing around here like little boy lost in his girl, but you won't let me in and I can't say goodnight and just drive away my world, 'cause you're the face I always see when I close my eyes and dream. So please, why don't you love me anyway? Won't you do what your little heart's trying to say? Baby, let it rain on me.
The guys who played with you on this record are some of the same people who played with Jimmy, I think, on his. It's really the cream.
Only two. This is mostly all my band.
This is
Chris Walters played piano.
Right.
Rod McGaha played trumpet. Jeff Coffin, the fabulous Jeff Coffin, played saxophone. Victor Krause played bass.
Your role was almost more the singer on this one, right?
Yeah. I mean, I played it. But yeah, it started very rough. I wasn't accustomed to having a producer, for one thing. I hadn't had any producer except myself for 25 years. So I think I gave Fred just a horrible time the first few days. And then we all got sick, or at least I got a horrible flu. But while I was homesick, I really had a chance to... I was talking to Linda and Jimmy and just trying to clarify this thing in my head. And I realized, you know, that the heavy lifting had been done. You know, the songs were written. People already liked them. They'd already been hits, you know. And I really just got to approach it purely as a singer, as a crooner. I mean, I made an unabashed crooner album.
You look in her eyes, the music begins to play. Hopeless romantics, here we go again. But after a while, you're looking the other way. It's those restless hearts that never mend. Johnny, come lately. Will she still love you when you're not around?
That's Little Victories, a cut from J.D. Souther's new release, Natural History. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.